First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane McCormack Crowley reflects on a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning in Soquel. The sun shines through the kitchen window, and so much to appreciate. Simple lines and clean wood of a small table that still has room for 6 people, Indian placemats, a brightly colored mug from the New York Metropolitan Museum, and my belly pleasantly filled from a regular breakfast that includes homemade jam, a memento from my Canadian godson's recent wedding. And then I begin reading the newspaper, yet another gift. It has an international reputation for global news and incisive commentaries that never fail to jar my sensibility. The contrast between the lives of the dispossessed and mine, the homeless here and abroad, the hard scrabbling to plant, grow, and harvest, if you're lucky, a small crop. I read about children without childhood, laboring in cotton fields so the luxury of Egyptian cotton will eventually reach stores like Target and Macy's. Now, beyond reaching for the checkbook and evaluating one's own lifestyle and signing petitions, etc., what can the responsible world citizen do? Could simpler living have even the most microscopic impact on global equality? The same kind of question used to be raised about recycling, so why wait for field testing? Some things we must do, some actions we must take, some paths we must explore, because to do nothing only aggravates that inequality.
Jane McCormack Crowley is a teacher from Soquel. If you would like to share your stories or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.